If you see Gajendra Moksha, can we say that he was initially at one extreme saying, I will try everything, and then at the end he just surrendered to Krishna. Yes, you could say it that way, but even surrender also requires trying. If he had just given up, he actually didn't give up. He actually looked up. Normally when we give up, it is just that we sink in self-pity and then we just become dejected. So in essence, he didn't give up. He gave up to look up and to call out to the Lord. And that requires endeavor also. So, in bhakti, there is a dual dynamic. That there is dependence on Krishna and there is also diligence for Krishna. And both are integral to devotion. So, for the things that are in our control, we need to have diligence to do them as well as we can. When Arjun was practicing archery, he would practice painstakingly. All day he would learn, all night he would practice. That's how he became the champion archer. That's how he got the name Gudakesh. So at that time he was not thinking, no, oh, I'll shoot the arrow, Krishna, you make it hit the target. You make it hit the target. Not like that. He was practicing painstakingly. And that diligence was also his devotion. So for the things that are in our control, we need to be diligent. And for the things that are not in our control, we need to be dependent. And sometimes in some situations, we may think that the situation is in my control. Now, then we may keep trying, and eventually we realize that it's not in our control. And then we may surrender to Krishna. So if you consider that Draupadi was also in a similar situation. She was trying to protect herself, and when she couldn't protect, she surrendered to Krishna by raising her hands. But there's a big difference between Draupadi's consciousness and Gajendra's consciousness. Gajendra was completely in an enjoying mentality at that time. He was out there in the lake for a picnic. Draupadi throughout was in a dharmic consciousness. Now she was trying to persuade everyone to see dharma. How can you let an atrocity like this happen? And she was trying to reason with them. What is the dharma over here? If Yudhishthira had already gambled himself, and how could he have gambled me? So it was not that Draupadi was not surrendered before. It was out of her surrender itself that she was trying to stave off that calamity. So it is not that Arjun was not surrendered when he was fighting. So Gajendra was in materialistic consciousness, and that emergency put him in spiritual consciousness. But with respect to Arjun or Draupadi, throughout they were in devotional consciousness only. But so they were having in devotional consciousness diligence for Krishna. But while doing their best in a mood of devotion, with diligence for Krishna, at a particular point they found, with all their diligence, it was not enough. Then they shifted to dependence on Krishna. So in that sense, Gajendra's evolution is from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. Whereas Draupadi or Arjuna, it is always spiritual consciousness, but from diligence in spiritual consciousness to dependence in spiritual consciousness. So in that sense, it's a different journey. It's not a similar situation. So for all of us, we may sometimes be caught in the doership mentality. I can do it. And we don't even think of Krishna. But then when things don't work, then when we become humble and we pray to Krishna. So we often usually go from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness like Gajendra. But at the same time, in the name of, we shouldn't think that in the name of dependence on Krishna, we don't do our part well. About 20 years ago or so, when I started giving classes for the first time, spiritual classes, so I was given about 10 guidelines about how to speak in public for Krishna. And the last guideline was, depend on Krishna. But in bracket, depend on Krishna, but only after you have prepared. So, if I don't prepare for a class and I say I am dependent on Krishna, that is not dependence, that is irresponsibility. So, for each one of us, we shouldn't think that dependence on Krishna is the same as irresponsibility. It's not. We have to be extremely responsible to do what we can. But we also try to have a consciousness of service. That it's not I who am the doer. Krishna, I am doing this for your pleasure. And it is you who will enable me to do it. Krishna says, Paurusham Drishu. He says, I am ability in people. So even when we are able to do something with our abilities are not ours actually. They are actually, our abilities are not our entitlements. They are our endowments. They have been given to us, gifted to us. So we, if we are in material consciousness, like Gajendra, helplessness inducing situations can take us towards spiritual consciousness. And that is good. But in normal, when we are doing service, we shouldn't think that when I am doing service, I am in material consciousness. We try to be in devotional consciousness by being diligent for Krishna. And with diligence, if sometimes things don't work out, then we shift towards dependence. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions?